Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our WTU podcast, We Move People. Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about two axes and two hammers. What are two axes and two hammers?
Two axes and two hammers is the name for the second solo movements in our guild spot. Guild is the field we train with weapons.
I think we talked about in one episode about the blade movement. This is the first solo movement.
Yes, it's the first stage in our guild field. It's guild basic, and there is the solo movement, the blade. The blade is, I call this the little idea with one weapon, or with this one blade. In the blade movement, we have experience with the basic movements with one blade. There are five chops or five attacks, four wings, diving, and the eight for the close combat. The step after the blade is the guild stage one, or with the solo movement, two axes and two hammers. Why two axes and two hammers? Because you can cut with a weapon and you can chop with a weapon.
And I have two weapons in this movement.
Yes, and I have to explain, we have for our teachers several fields to sample more experience. And these fields are our guild field, is the field where we use weapons. Then we have the Wing Chun University, our theoretical courses, and we have the health field. And we have the lead of the group field. These are four fields for the teachers because they need more experience and more knowledge in these areas. And we have also theoretical works in these fields. And the topic for the theoretical work for the second step in the guild movement is why a second weapon is advantage?
This is a good question. Why is a second weapon an advantage?
Genau. Not in every case a second weapon is an advantage.
Yes. When is it not?
It is not.
What is a fault when I practice with two weapons?
When you use two weapons in a row, then the second weapon is a disadvantage. Then it's better you have one weapon. Because if you use the weapon in a row, then your attention is distributed. If you use two weapons, the two weapons have to interaction. They are moved together, but not in the same moment. The first start and the next start, they have interaction. If you can't use two weapons in this way, then don't use two weapons. Then it's better you use one weapon. And it's not that you can use weapons in two ways. You can use everything to like a thing you carry. And you can use things that they are part from your body. And there's a great difference. If they are part of your body, then you have integrated this tool in a neural system. If you use this as a thing you carry, you have don't this.
So everything what we practice in the blade movement, we also need then, this is the basic, the basis, and we need this in the two axes and two hammers movement also.
Yeah. Yes.
Like you said before, the little idea, we have the Sinum Tao, and what is the basis in the Sinum Tao we need later in the chunky.
Yes, what we use in the blade movement, the topic of it, the theoretical work for teachers for the first step with the weapons, the guild basic, is arms as body enlargement. It's like the little idea with weapons. You use the weapon as part of the body. The next step is to access into hammers. You use two weapons as parts of the body. And to understand this, we have three weapon concepts. These three concepts we call the open concept, the closed concept, and distances. What do you mean with this? The open concept is no risk crossing. The closed concept is with risk crossing, and the third concept, distances, is up, down, back, and we use this concept against weapon duplets, only against duplets. And two axes and two hammers is a mixture of these three concepts.
So in the first movement and the blade, we learn first with one single arm, with one weapon in one hand, and later in the end of the blade movement, we have three weapon concepts. We begin to train both hands, both
Yes,
weapons.
in the blade you do everything with the right and then with the left. With the right, with the left. And into access to hampers, there is an interaction. And this is very important for the weaponless fighting. Because all we integrate in our neural system, we have all of the time. We also have two arms, the left and the right. And to use these two arms in a row, okay, it's one, 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 one. If the two arms have interaction, it's another quality. Very important in Wing Chun, in W2U Wing Chun, and there is no future without this.
Because also in the beauty, we have two separate bodies.
We have two separate parties. The motto for future, if you have not one attacker, there are two, the left and the right. And everything is a man for his own. Every hand defend and attack at the same time, the whole body. And this is the first step in this direction that you cannot do later future if there is not the neural system. You can do this. It's like you learn piano playing. You give your neural system the knowledge to do this. Everything we learn is we integrate something in our neural system. And then we have this always. We have always this street that we can go this street.
So we learn in the blade movement the concept solo from the open concept, the cross concept, and the distances, and in the two axes and the hammers, we mix the concepts also inside one sequence.
In the blade movement, there are never cross two weapons. They only cross a hand and a weapon, because we only have one weapon. But in two axes and two hammers, we have two weapons. And we have to learn, and learning is to stimulate the neural system in this way that we can use two weapons in the way that there's interactions with this weapon. And it's preparation for the next step. And the next step in our system for Guild Stage 2 is Staff and Spear. It's the interface to the WDD Long
And in the blade and in the two axes and two hammers movement, or in the basic and stage one stage, we have the first fighting concept, the wave.
The wave, the first fighting, the wave, yes.
Like Xenom Tao and
Like
Chang Kyu.
Xin Jump, yes.
It's in the same area, also in the Hell's Like Snake of Fire, the wave
The wave
concept,
concept,
the
yes.
first fighting
First
concept.
fighting concept is there's always a wave in the room, and that the wave come back to me. The second concept we do later in the sword and in the four ways of the weapon, in the beauty and in the double knives is the spiral concept.
But before the spiral concept, we have the double wave, and we have this in the staff and spear.
Yes, and in the wooden dummy.
And in the wooden dummy.
This is the, it's like an aid. It's a wave who go in the room and come back to me, like in like an aid. Mm-hmm.
So first we learn the wave in the Sinum Tao Chamkyu and in the blade and two axes and two hammers. And we have the double wave in the wooden dummy.
And the staff and spear.
And the staff and spear. And then we have the twister.
The twister.
Pyuchi
and
four waves of the weapon and sword.
Yes.
And then we have the double twister.
Yes, with the double knife. And the long pole is exactly between.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is very interesting. I don't know if everybody can understand this only from listening, but because I think you need to have the experience inside the body to understand what you mean.
Yeah. And so we say our guild part with the weapon is not traditional, but it's Wing Chun, but because we use the weapons with the principles and the interactions of Wing Chun, and we use the weapons as part of the body, and we use it in the way how we use our arms.
And another form, or we say movement, we don't like the term form.
Yes.
The another form is not more techniques or more, more techniques is more quality and more.
It's an extension from the things before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All we do is preparation for the next. The step before is to give the preparation that the next will be possible. Mm-hmm. It's like music, it's like piano playing. You do basics that you can more more complex things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you prepare to do more complex things.
Mm-hmm. And if you are a very bad piano player, or if you have a very bad piano teacher, we have this in the modern time with the internet, that there are piano teachers who only show you how to play the song.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to have any quality inside your fingers, and you don't need to understand what you are doing, you just repeat.
Yeah.
So this we have also in Wing Chun.
Bad teachers who only
show you techniques, who only show you a form and techniques and separated exercises without give the people the understanding.
And to handle the double knives from WDU Wing Chun is like to play Rachmaninoff on piano. You cannot play Rachmaninoff at the beginning. If you do this, you can do dip, 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 but it's not the same.
Mm. And of course, it takes a longer time if you want to learn this in the right way.
Mm.
If I want to learn this in the right way, piano playing, I need some years for the basics.
Yeah, and you need a lot of experience, and you need a good teacher or the good teachers.
Mm.
You cannot learn it in a high quality without all these things
in the wrong way
and without good teachers, with great understanding.
Mm. Because when there are people who want to get their expectations fulfilled, then they can be a little bit not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Because it needs time to learn it in the exact way. And it don't mean that you cannot defend from the very beginning, because we also have a lot of self-defense. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are very greedy.
Greedy, yes. They want to learn double knives or wooden dummy at the beginning because they are greedy.
Mm.
But if you want to do this in this way, you tell me a lot from you.
But what I think is very poor when you see some videos from other people, when you see in which understanding maybe they train at the wooden dummy. So there is not more quality inside the body. They do another form. They do some techniques.
I can teach every people the wooden dummy movement in the weekend. It's not a problem. But what are they doing? They're doing in the wooden dummy movement in the way how they can handle their body.
Mm.
there is no better quality in the to handle their bodies.
You need another structure inside
Yeah,
the body.
because if you do CNN dog give your body another structure, then you can go on with jump you, and the jump will give your body another structure, your spine, and about this falling step, there's a structure, and then you can walk with wooden dummy. And if you do this in the right way and have explanation with long pull, then you have a structure in the body to make Pucci. And if you make Pucci, you have a structure, then you can do double knives. And our guild field, it's in the same way, and it's extension of all these things to give your body more information in this way.
Yes, I like the two axis and two hammers movement very, very much. You can train this with double knives, you can train this with two sticks, you can train this with short knives, you can train this with your fists,
Yes, you can
with
just with
everything,
everything, because
with two palm sticks.
the movement always comes out from the body.
And you can also do this with two hammers and with two axes,
With two
of course,
axes,
yes.
yes.
This is also something different for the psyche. If you
Yeah.
train this with two axes, you have just another awareness and
And in two axis to hammers is another thing integrated. We call this a little Scharmützel. A Scharmützel is a little battlefield. You have a fight against several opponents on a little field. It's also a tactical and strategic thing inside.
Yes, it's very great. Thank you very much.
Yes. And so we see us next time, next month. Bye.
Bye.